Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. The opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
You are listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
And I am Lippo.
And I am Big JD.
And you're not.
I'm not?
Lippo.
No, I'm not.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
I'm doing okay.
This fine Thursday morning.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, beautiful, yeah.
It's great weather.
Sun's shining.
Yeah, you bet.
It wasn't so great on Tuesday around 36-ish.
Why? What was wrong?
Rainy, sort of dull. And sun trying to come out and was, you know.
Is rain
if
dull?
If I recall correctly.
Is rain really dull?
Rain? No, it makes the day dull. I don't know that rain's dull.
How come? How come rain makes your day dull?
Well, it doesn't make my day dull, but I'm just saying, like, in general, it's considered a dull day. I like the rain.
I love the rain.
Yeah.
Rainy days are, like, some of my favorite days.
Rainy days and, what is that? Rainy days and sun and all we give me.
Yeah, yeah.
Get me high. Yeah, what is that? Rainy days and Sundays, isn't it?
Maybe.
Rainy days and Sundays always kept me. I'm trying to think who it is, though.
No, it's a one-hit wonder guy.
I don't think so.
Oh, no? You think it's someone who's pretty up there?
Yeah, I think it is. Someone real well-known.
Okay.
Anyway.
We digress right into
somebody knows, please call in at 519. We don't take call-ins.
Don't do that. Mm-mm. But you can call Big JD. What's your number?
444-4444. Aren't you 444?
I belong to a union at the local number is 444.
Uh-huh.
Here in
Loco 444.
They are Loco at 444.
So yeah, what else is happening? Anything going on?
Well, you know, it was the beginning. This week marks the beginning of the school week for a lot of children. The school buses are back on the road. You know, I want to remind people, you know, to be careful as they're driving around on their morning commute to, you know, watch out for the kids on the road. It's a different atmosphere, totally, I think. Once school starts, everybody's in a different frame of mind.
It is. It's a whole new busy, you know, everybody kind of running around and the hustle and the bustle and the kids, you know, off to school in the morning and coming back after, and the kids crossing the streets, you know, like in the around the schools and stuff like
that. Yeah, there's a certain hustle and bustle to, especially here in the city. I don't actually come from the city, so back where I come from, it's still just old lazy.
Still walking uphill in the winter, in the summer, in your pajamas.
Barefoot.
Snowing in the summer, my pajamas uphill.
Oh, yeah, it snows
to school.
We're way up north.
On one of those bicycles with a big front wheel. A small one in the back from the 1800s style.
You're going back to a previous show.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
Did we talk about those?
Yes, we did.
Wow.
We talked about the whole history of cycling.
We did.
Yes.
At CGM too, or no? Was that pre?
That was just like 2-3 weeks ago, brother.
Wow. Where was I?
Exactly.
On vacation.
You were on some fed dreams.
Somebody was
of
filling
some
in. And we'll be back with the news.
Straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
I don't know if you saw this in the paper, but when I first saw this Windsor Star article here, news article about a garbage truck worker. And why don't they call him by his real name, a garbologist?
Garbologist. He's a sanitation technician.
Well, a garbage worker. That doesn't sound so, you know, especially for his high paying gig.
He works for the city of Windsor, yeah. The city of Windsor has their own trucks, right? They have yet to outsource
that. They have garbage
that.
Trucks. Well, oh, I see. Yeah. No, I don't know. Yeah, guys with wagons pulling them. Come and pick up your garbage. Like old sheeny men. But at first I was like, okay, this is on the front page of the news, or at least on their website, a garbage worker
hurt, you know, throwing garbage in the truck. And I'm like, what the? Isn't there like more important news than that to put on? But I guess he actually got his arm caught in the truck, 46-year-old worker for Turtle Island Recycling. Actually,
oh, there you go.
Recovering after his arm became trapped in the crushing mechanism of his garbage truck in South Windsor, and that was on Tuesday morning.
The crushing mechanism.
We are crushing them. Remember that the Iraq War, the beginning.
We are crushing them. Yeah,
telling everybody that they were crushing the Americans. We are crushing them. Meanwhile, there's like only, he was the only guy left, I think.
He was the only crusher left, and he wasn't doing too much crushing.
Crusher. Remember
that's
that?
Interesting. Yes, I remember all that. It's kind of interesting that of a lot of things stick out in your mind. The dude, the head of the propaganda.
Well, it's always the comical stuff that sticks out for me. You know what I mean? I'm all about the fun all the time.
All fun all the time for Big JD.
That's what it's about for me.
A Windsor doctor has gone on a hunger strike to protest a choice by the executive committee of the Sikh Culture Society of Metropolitan Windsor to freeze membership.
All right. In layman terms?
Well, Windsor doctor, he's a Sikh. The dudes who usually have lots of facial hair, and they wear the...
A turban
on their head.
And a sheath.
Sheath?
Will they have a knife on them?
Maybe. I never even thought of that. This guy does have something strapped around his
shoulder. Of course he does. I was wondering where you were going with that for a second, but yeah.
I'm not going anywhere, but he's on a hunger strike, and as soon as he stops it, he'll be able to pull his knife out of his sheath and kill something and eat it, I guess. Apparently, the society is freezing membership, and he's against that. And there's like a civil upheaval in the Sikh community here in Windsor. I think we discussed it maybe a year ago about the temple out on 42.
A year ago?
Yeah, about a year
ago. Oh, there was something else I just saw on the news and on Nightline or whatever it is there with Sam Brokaw or whoever he is.
Sam Brokaw, it's Tom.
No, but not him. He's not with us anymore. But
he's dead?
Brokaw?
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Tom Brokaw? I have no idea. He's just one of the media pushers.
Some newsworthy guys we are. We don't know what's up with the news.
Our fellow colleagues in the news industry, Tom Brokaw, has passed away.
And that's the man with the golden voice. Whatever happened to that guy?
Who is he?
The guy that they picked up off the street with the golden voice, remember?
Oh, the guy in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Tom Williams.
He got
his
it
name?
All again and lost it all again somehow.
No, he's working for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he fell off the wagon again. And
I think he did.
At first.
And it's
probably overwhelming, all that. But I know I'd be drinking heavy if I got some gig like that, like tomorrow.
I'd be drinking heavily tomorrow. So, well, I don't know what happened to him, but good luck to Mr. Ted Williams in his radio career.
Okay, so what are we talking about on the show today?
That was a cool little blues lick in the middle.
You like
of
that? Yeah, something new. Yeah, something new for us.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel bluesy all of a sudden. It's raining and blues out.
Raining? This Thursday morning?
We know it's not Thursday and we know it's raining.
They know it's not Thursday
Everybody
morning.
Everybody knows.
But it is a dreary style
but when
day
are we then?
When Tuesday we're taping.
Right. When are we in their ears? Right now. It's
right
present.
Now. Yeah.
They're listening to us
Radio's
now.
Radio is all about forward motion.
Forward motion. And,
so moving forward, what are we talking about on the show today?
We're going to talk about learning a new sport.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Beginner sports and some things to consider when beginning sports. And we also have a few interviews on the show today, which will come up a little later after, I suppose, after the break. And that's Jason Broniak, who is actually cameraman for Oakland County School Football. And you'll be able to I'll give out some more information later on about the Oakland Press and where you can find his work. And he's also a former YMCA sports coach as well, Michael Bronkowski from Windsor here, AMA tennis and badminton club coach and trainer. So that's kind of neat. And also Walter Wally Sperlin, who's a fantasy football sports columnist with fantasysharks.com. I'm not sure if you're familiar with fantasysharks.com, but it's a pretty big deal.
You know Wally.
I know Wally, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Mm-hmm. And is he buddies with Sweet Lou?
He's not, actually, no.
Okay, just curious.
No, actually, Jason Broniak is buddies with Sweet Lou, actually.
And, all right.
But
friends of the show.
I don't think Wally knows Sweet Lou, who was actually on the, what do you call it? Sweet Lou was on the show. You just co-hosted the You Talking to Me 100 show at CJM with me, which we had Sweet Lou on, actually. And him and Jason Broniak were actually on You Talking to Me at some point talking about fantasy sports. But
okay.
Anyway.
But today we're learning about learning a sport.
Yeah. So,
so somebody's out of shape. They want to get into shape, or they're just thinking, I'd like to, or maybe you're retired is another good example.
Or maybe you're a parent and you want to get your kid into sport.
That's another, So we're talking about getting into a specific sport, whether it be golfing, hockey, cycling.
Yeah, probably not golfing, though.
Why not golfing?
Yeah, I'm just kidding. You're a big golfer. I know that. And when did you get started golfing? Did you, was that something that came about in more recent years? Or were you always into golfing? Like, you know,
it always seems
to come on when people, you know, get a little older.
When they get a little older, that's correct. But in my case, I had a friend who worked at Rochester Place when it opened. Many years ago, when I was a teenager, and he took care of the grounds there, and he had free membership there. Hmm. And a friend of his, who was a mutual friend, he was a good golfer. For some reason, he had put lots of clubs in his hand. And, you know, I'm thinking, here's my buddy Pete, my buddy Brian are out golfing. I'm thinking, golfing sounds like it could be fun, you know? Mm-hmm. But when you're a teenager, you're thinking of party and stuff. So you can drink out there and do whatever you want on a golf course kind of thing. So I just thought it was a fun activity to do. So that's really when I started golfing, back when I was, I'm going to say 16, 17 years old.
Yeah, usually when I think of golfing, I mean, it seems to me like it would be sort of boring, just, you know, walking, lots of walking and whatnot. But I guess like the camaraderie, and can you actually bring drinks out on and walk around with bottles and stuff, or no?
Cans.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they sell cans. There's a lady who drives around in a cart and asks you if you would like something to drink.
Wow, they drive around and
the beer lady.
Sell you booze.
Beer girl.
Okay.
Yeah. So
waitress,
she's a waitress of type, and they got debit cards and everything. So it's wireless, sends it off.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. It's not,
I didn't know that part of it.
Really?
Yeah. Now I might start golfing.
Let's go golfing.
I know I can get plastered. No, Big JD doesn't drink.
Doesn't drink what?
Anything, any liquids ever.
I didn't think so. He just purees peanuts and drinks it.
Golf seems like it would be a fairly easy sport to get into, but if you want good equipment, I imagine it costs some money for good clubs and stuff.
A decent set of clubs is about $400. You can get into for $400.
Not too bad.
If you spend less than that, you're really going to kick yourself in the butt.
And you don't need a lot. Is it expensive to actually go golfing? Like, you know,
it's not an inexpensive sport by no means. Your spring rates are somewhere in the mid 30s, but in peak summertime, you can pay, you know, it's around $50. I'm going to say.
And that's not goofy golf, miniature golf. That's regular golf.
Sometimes when I go golfing, it's pretty goofy, but no, it's.
Well, you've actually won. Didn't your team win?
My team.
A team, was it? Or
no, it's an individual sport
thing. You won at
I
one
have
point
won or... some money in the Bogey Golf Tour with bogeygolftour.com.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
What else did your kids in any sports now? Because Jonas play football?
He did play football, yes. Well, when he was in high school.
Yeah.
And
well, that's all done, high school?
Neither of my kids went to school today or Tuesday. Today. I should say.
Yeah, okay.
They're all done school.
What do you mean? Yeah, not done school.
They're done school. My kids are done school. Well, Eric may go back to school. He should go back to school.
What do you mean done school? They've graduated grade 12?
Yes. They both have graduated grade
12. These guys are just flying through life, man.
Like, so are you. You're not getting any younger there, you Mr. Spring Chicken.
I'm going back to school. But yeah, well, I still think of those guys as 15 years old.
No, they don't stay 15
forever. They're like, 18 now?
Both? Jonas is 19 and Eric is 18.
Wow.
Yeah. So Eric started his new job today, and Jonas has been working the whole time, but he's no longer.
So he
going
played
back.
High school football, though.
Yes, and, he did. And they both played hockey.
Uh-huh.
Which is a natural thing for
and I did
young
that when I was
do.
A kid. Played hockey 5 years for Riverside Minor.
Yeah, most males in Canada, I think, give hockey a go. Some parents realize their kids just not.
Or baseball is another big one, I think, for kids, or T-ball or something.
Yeah, no, I think baseball is kind of giving away to soccer now.
And soccer too, yeah. And Jason Broniak will be talking about both of those because that's what he coached was
baseball
was
and soccer.
Baseball and soccer and, I believe baseball.
Because there's programs usually in different parts of the city and even out in the county. I know in St. Joachim they have Athletic Association there puts on baseball on Tuesdays, come back on Thursday, and they play soccer. Same kids, same teams and everything. And they go about doing that. So baseball and soccer, they're kind of coexisting right now.
When we come back, a few interviews for the morning show.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Okay, first up, cameraman for Oakland County High School football, Jason Broniak. Jason's also a former YMCA sport coach. Hey, Jason, welcome to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's great to have you on the show, especially talking about sports. And you've been on with me on you talking to me, actually, talking about fantasy sports. But I know how big of a sports buff you are and that you taught sports, coached sports, played sports. And one thing you did for a number of years was at the YMCA. Were you training, coaching, or what was that?
It would be definitely coaching. I mean, some of it would be considered mentoring a little bit. But sure. What I was doing is... More specifically, I would say coach more than mentor.
Right, and it was young kids there, and I kind of wanted to talk to you about your thoughts on the importance of young kids getting into sports and learning sports, and not just because you're a lover of sports, but there's probably, you know, other aspects of doing that, you know, that camaraderie and all the things that come into play with learning sports as a kid and being mentored for something and actually having to, you know, maybe get up in the morning or that regimen of being there, you know what I mean, for the game and for teammates and things. So maybe you can talk a little bit to that.
Yeah, when you're introducing children to sports, the first thing they do is learning new kids. They're interacting with new kids every day. Some kids they never met before. Some of them they're friends. Usually friends can spark each other to, you know, motivate each other to get into the sport to begin with. But you meet new kids, you interact with new kids, you become friends with them. You do have to, you know, learn some basic teamwork exercises and things like that to, you know, build up that camaraderie and that initiative to start off with the sport itself. And then with that new aspect to it, you build new friendships, you build social skills, you build, you know, as far as, you know, discipline, as far as like with the coach, you know, listening and following orders, as far as like the beginning processes of learning sports. And that's every sport across the board. That's not even just a sports I coach. That's
sure.
And pretty much every aspect of team sports and even individual sports, you think like golf and things like that, that you think is just a solo person. But there's a lot of team golf and things like that where you're in clubs where you're interacting with other athletes or hopefully be even athletes and begin the, you know, those beginning processes of following a sport.
In coaching the sports that you did, like soccer and baseball, now one is kind of, I would say, sort of more the kids interacting with each other with soccer, you know, running around and passing that ball around, as opposed to baseball, which is a little bit more stationary, a little more individualized, sort of, you know, one person up to bat kind of thing and having to run himself. What maybe comes to mind for you as far as how do they differ for a young child maybe?
Well, with soccer, you can definitely pull a scrimmage and all the kids can get into it. Where baseball, if you pull a scrimmage and you give actual positions, the kids might not be old enough to hit the ball to, you know, right field or left field or even center field, or sometimes not even to, you know, second, third bases. Mm-hmm. They haven't built that skill yet. So it would be a lot of standing and waiting and boredom sets in, especially, you know, early ages of like, you know, 4 and 5 and 6, where, you know, if you're not keeping them active and moving, you know, they'll lose interest right away. So the approaches are a little bit different as far as that goes between the two sports. Baseball, you can work, you know, with a lot of different drills where you keep it fast, keep it moving, and then the kids will keep going along with it quickly. And then when the actual scrimmage begins, or, you know, some, you know, trying to replicate some actual baseball action, they're not as, you know, their focus is still there. But baseball, you would have to definitely focus more on drills and things like that, just individual, like, you know, grounding drills and, you know, catching and, you know, throwing drills and even running the bases. Kids love running the bases as far as trying to, you know, slide in the home plate and things like that, scoring the winning run. They, you know, they can imagine that easily. With soccer, you could do drills as well. It's not, drills you can do all the time as far as, you know, individual passing drills, throwing the ball in from the sideline drills, things like that. But you can have, when in doubt, if you always, if you're running out of drills, you can always do a scrimmage and then you won't lose that interest. those kids can definitely just play and play and keep going, because it is a, you know, constant pace game. So those kids will never lose focus in the game, because they can fully participate instead of standing and waiting, like in comparison to baseball.
Right. I know that you're actually shooting football games, high school football.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, shooting. I shot a lot of different sports. Did baseball, shot baseball, indoor soccer, even figure skating. And right now I'm shooting high school football in the Oakland County area of Michigan, of various high school teams throughout that county. So I've been following all those sports as well. What I actively still do is still try to play soccer a little bit from time to time. Just trying to find the actual time to do it is a little bit harder now with work and life trying to get in the way there. But when I do play, I do play that. I do golf if I get a chance to golf. Baseball's one of those things where the weather has to be perfect and find the time and enough people, but I still love to play, like slow pitch softball, which is still baseball, but it's, mm-hmm. It's more recreational than, trying to play like in a competitive league.
All right, cool. Thanks for sharing some sports information with us this morning on The Morning Show, Jason.
Well, thank you so much, JD and Lopo, and it's always been a pleasure to be on the show, and I'm always happy when you give me the call to come back on.
Cool, thanks, man.
All right, thank you very much.
And Jason says you can check out streamingmichigan.com for footage that he's shot, and also Oakland Press Prep Zone. And now Michael Bronkowski from the AMA Tennis and Badminton Club. Michael, welcome to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Thanks a lot. How you doing?
Doing good. So you're from the AMA Tennis and Badminton Club. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about the club.
Alrighty. Well, basically our office and pro shop is actually in Amherstburg. We do our regular programming at the Dominion Golf and Country Club just off of Howard and Old Castle. Pretty much we have two full-size courts inside the dome there. And four full-size badminton courts. For that, we do our programming there, and then we just do our racket stringing and sales inside the pro shop in Amherstburg.
Cool. And what's your role there? What do you do at the club?
Well, I'm one of the certified coaches that I coach there. I'm only certified actually in tennis only. So as for the badminton part, I can only register someone, but I can't actually coach or run clinics. As for the tennis, I can do privates. I can do group lessons, junior programming. I also do most of the advertising for the club.
Now, is badminton as big as tennis?
I would say within certain categories or even individuals, it is. But recently, at least for our club, because we do offer badminton, we've gotten a lot more registrations and inquiries even just for information-wise about badminton more.
And our show today, the morning show, is on more on beginner sports. Which is more easier, tennis or badminton? I would think badminton. I would think tennis is a little bit more demanding physically.
Yeah, it is. For tennis, it's kind of more of because we go by a specific Tennis Canada related program. The basics are the number one thing. But in badminton, a lot of people, especially the older folks, if they have a problem with their shoulder, they're going to go with tennis more, just because it's a more of keeping your arm low and straight. But as for if you're playing badminton, your arm is always in the air, so it's almost like serving every single time, every single shot in tennis. So it just varies between which one's going to be better.
Lastly, before we go, I just want to make mention that you guys have an event tomorrow. Tell us about that.
Yeah, actually, we have a seminar coming up. It's for progressive tennis. It's actually one of the main programs that Tennis Canada strives for beginners. Really, this program is just for parents, coaches, anyone who is really interested in just learning and understanding the basic concept of this program to understand why we do it and all the other questions that you may have to answer for yourself or anyone else that you want to answer for. It's a program that teaches upcoming coaches, parents, an understanding of how the program works, what kind of balls we use for little kids. And I have to add that because this program is based on basics, we do use this program with adults. Like I have my Tuesday class, and I use the same procedure that I would with my 5 and 6 year olds. Because it is the basics, it is to train the adults and kids at the same time to have the proper technique test from the very beginning instead of developing bad habits later on in life. So there's, we have a speaker coming in from Toronto. He's a well-recognized speaker from all over, from Australia, and he's been brought onto the Tennis Canada team to do this birth presentation. And it's actually going to be a full-day event from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., with lunch included.
Listeners can obviously get in touch with the AMA Tennis and Badminton Club. And correct me if I'm wrong, but your website address is amatennisandbadmintonclub.com, correct?
Yes. Yep.
All right, cool. And maybe you can give a phone number as well, so they might be able to just get in touch quicker.
Okay. Our phone number is 519-800-1476.
If anybody's interested, could possibly even request Michael for lessons and things like that, right?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Good stuff. Appreciate you being on the morning show with us, Mike. Best wishes with your event tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Walton Sperlin is a fantasy football sports columnist with FantasySharks.com, and he joins us now. All right, Walton, welcome to the morning show.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Our show's basically on sports and beginner sports, and I want to include fantasy sports in that, but let's first get a little information from you. You're a columnist for Fantasy Sharks. Tell us a little bit about that and FantasySharks.com.
Well, FantasySharks.com is one of the leading fantasy football information and entertainment sites, and it covers the vast area of fantasy football, including what I particularly write about, which is individual defensive players, which is an up-and-coming format of fantasy football. It's just packed full of information and excellent writers, and it's, like I said, one of the forerunners in the fantasy football sites. It's just a joy to write for them.
What got you interested in sports writing?
Well, I've always been passionate about sports, and I think the way it starts for a lot of people is as I read about them, you know, watch documentaries, watch as much as I could growing up, and as you go along, you start to wonder, I wonder why they don't write more about this, or I wonder why I don't see more articles about that. And then it just came to me that, you know what? I can write articles about that. I can look into that. I can research that. I can, you know, put that out there. And then lo and behold, you find out that there's people out there interested in the same things you were. And with, you know, the internet and blogging and all the opportunities that are out there now, it gets to be surprising at how many people were sharing the same thoughts that you were. And then enjoy reading what you have to say about it.
Right, and you're writing on fantasy football, and you recently gained a renewed interest in the sport of boxing. Will we see any writing from you on that sport possibly in the future?
Yes, that's definitely something that I'm right now getting back into boxing. It was a passion of mine through the late 70s, all through the 80s and 90s, and I fell out a bit with the following of it when it kind of went way corporate on us with the pay-per-view and the pricing and the lack of boxing on just regular, you know, national television networks. And so I've renewed my interest in the sport, and I'm kind of nostalgic about it, but I'm determined to get back into today's boxing and get my thoughts on today's fighters and the state of the game out there. And I'm currently reaching out to actually boxing websites to see if I can get my work up on there.
With fantasy sports itself, would you say it's primarily players that are into it? Is it as much the people that just like to watch the game that are into fantasy sports and even the gambling aspect of it?
For the most part, and I can speak to myself and a lot of the people I know read my stuff and read about it, it's that frustrated athlete. And, you know, maybe you played high school sports, maybe even a little bit of college, and you took it as far as you could yourself, and we're always looking for ways to stay connected. And fantasy sports are I believe, especially pertinent to people that like to listen to sports talk radio and like to call in with their opinions. It's also for the frustrated general manager and owner in all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do our teams do the things they do, and why don't they listen to what I have to say? I think they should do this. Well, you get into fantasy, any sports. There's fantasy hockey, fantasy football, fantasy baseball. There's fantasy NASCAR. You get into that, and then, you know, you get to have say in the matter. And I think, like I said, that's the frustrated general manager. And it's, okay, we get to draft a team. We get to put in a lineup. We get to do it the way we want to do it. So I think that it's a nice outlet for that rather than just, you know, complaining about it and talking to your friends about it. Now you get to play along with your friends and you get to get a taste. That's, for most of us, the closest we'll ever get to being a general manager for a sports team or a NASCAR racing team or something along those lines. So I think that, and as far as the gambling aspect, I mean, there are money leagues out there, and there are big money leagues that have their drafts out in Las Vegas and everything, and there's lots of money to be won there. So I'm sure that it's that is an angle that is definitely appeals to the gamblers.
Like you say, it's that social aspect of it too is probably really a big part of it. Now, what advice would you give a beginner to fantasy sports? That just wanted to start getting into that.
Boy, there's tons of information out there. Like every site, including Fantasy Sharks, who I write for, they have articles on beginners, and there's tons of free sites out there where you can just go and join a free league. You know, if you're just wanting to get your feet wet. And it's not something that, you know, you want to get in on a league that has a pot with a possible payout for the winner and things right. Like that. You can just go in and play for free. I know, Yahoo, ESPN, everybody has free league that you can just go in. And also inside, like I said, every site pretty much has an article for, you know, fantasy football for beginners. And I actually believe there is a book, Fantasy Football for Dummies. Mm-hmm. And it's really just, and what I would encourage them to do is just research it a bit and see if it's something that appeals to you, see if it's something that sounds fun, because, you know, if it doesn't sound fun, why do it? And it gives you a whole different perspective of watching the game. Myself, as a Detroit Lions fan, for years we didn't have a good product on the field. So it wasn't that much fun to watch the Lions. Well, if you're on fantasy football, you're watching players from every team in the league. So it really keeps your interest in the NFL going, even if your local team may be struggling.
So listeners and enthusiasts, keep an eye out for articles from Walton Sperlin on fantasysharks.com. Walton, it was great to have you on the show. Thanks for taking the time to be on the morning show with Big JD and Lippo.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was a great time.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
All right, this morning on Morning Music Mayhem, we have Mr. Elton John, Sir Elton John, and he's going to be singing The Ball Game from his 2000 Road to El Dorado CD.
JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
All right, this morning on Tech Talk, I want to talk a little bit about using your mobile device as a tool or an aid to help you learn a new sport or to help you get through your sport, whether it's cycling or golfing or whatever it
keep
is.
Keep track of your sport.
Yeah, keep track of it, your progress in that sport or whatever. So, you know, there's a device or like accessories that allow you to put, let's say, your phone on your handlebars when you're cycling so you can see how fast you're going because it uses the GPS in that and to see, your total distance and average speed and stats like that, so you can keep track of that stuff. And usually it allows you to upload that to some cloud space, depending on whatever app you're using, and then other.
What if it's a clear day? Then what are you going to do?
No clouds, you mean?
Yeah, see that guy? Those clouds. You don't know about the cloud, cracked up to be. What about the Nike thing? Was a big thing when it first came out.
The Nike thing. It was the granddaddy of all sports.
Is it still a big deal? Do you know?
I think it is. I think they sell millions of those all the time because you can use them not only with an iPhone, you can use them with an iPod Touch as well. And of course, there's shoes that come with a thing that works with the Nike thing, and then there's third party deals.
Probably Nikes.
Nike shoes, yeah, of course. Yeah, they come with it. Yeah, exactly. But I think there's third party ones as well that do the exact same thing. You know, keep track of your of how far you've gone and calories burned and all that kind of stuff, which is great information to have. And they also are now trying to add a social aspect to that, so you can share that information with everybody. Because when you share the information, I think it gives people a sense of not accomplishment, but if everybody's watching my progress, kind of keeps you on your toes. You know what I mean? Like, I can't stop now, or I'll look like a failure or whatever. You know, so you try to to keep on top of that. So you're letting everybody know of your progress or lack thereof.
Plus it helps you to, you know, keep at it, because you're, you know, not in competition, but I mean, you know, you have a group that are working towards a kind of a common goal.
Then there's that as well. As far as that social aspect goes, it's not a collaboration, but you see how you're doing with other, compared to other people.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You're all on the same page. You don't have to necessarily go cycling or biking or running together. And then there's, I was thinking of golf apps. There's a lot of golf apps out there that it can improve your game. I'm going back to golf. I'm sorry.
This is the golf show.
Hey. It ain't the golf show, but
we'll have one for you.
I just know of golf.
Don't worry. We'll have one for you.
We will. Okay, good. Yeah. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, golf. So what, you keep track of?
You can keep track of your progress. So
GPS, you can find your ball.
Oh yeah. Well, it can find your ball, but it can tell you how far you hit your ball,
right,
and how far it is away from your target. But it also will keep track of your scores, how many birdies you've had in one season.
Aren't there even ones where you can actually lift it like a club and to help you with your swing and all that stuff, or no? Are there?
Probably.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know there are things like that, aren't there? Like little contraptions that you would use to work on your, you know.
Well, I know Microsoft Connect allows you to do that, and you don't have to hold anything in your hand.
Well, this definitely isn't a show about Microsoft, so.
Well, you can't be anti-Microsoft.
Stricken that from the record.
I think Microsoft is up and coming, and they got a lot of cool stuff.
Up and coming.
They are. Like, they were stagnant forever, but.
Oh, they'll be fine now with the way Apple's going.
Why, where's
Apple? Microsoft has nothing to worry about now.
Did you see
that the interview that was released of Steve Jobs in like 1995 or 6 or something like that?
The new interview from the past?
Yeah, I think it is. I'm thinking it might be something that you never saw.
In the gist?
I have that though, so you can check that out. And another thing though that is pretty big is workout apps. And that's another sport, you know, bodybuilding and working out and all that, you know. And there's a ton of workout apps for your smartphone to keep track of everything and your days and even your food logs and your calories, you know, with food and everything. So if
you can keep track of your food intake as well, I mean, that's a whole part, a big part of like a personal training.
Sure. Diet and exercise type, you know, sport or exercise program and, you know, kind of fits all in there. But yeah, it's pretty amazing what they do. So,
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
This week's quote or quip, we'll leave it up to the listening audience to guess which one it is. Because I still don't know what a quote or which the difference between a quote and a quip. What's a quip again?
I think a quip is something that's not as...
He thinks it is.
That's right. I think quip is something that
you're the one that designed this.
You dish out a lot of quips, but I think a quote is something by someone who's got some standing in whatever field they're from, and what they say actually has some sticking power and it actually means something.
It actually has some quip, if you want to use that as a verb instead.
Quip is a verb. It's quit quipping.
So quit
quipping.
I'm going to quit quipping and give us the quip. And that's this one from Mark Twain. I got a couple for you because they're short. And that's golf is a good walk spoiled.
That's interesting that Mark Twain actually went golfing. Or you know,
well, I don't know that he did, because he knows that it would just be a spoiled walk.
He must have went at least once. I guess he was a famous writer. He probably met the president. And the president said, "Hey, you want to go out for a game of golf, Mark?"
And it would have been a good walk, but it was spoiled by golf. I tend to agree with the guy, but
some days I agree with him too. I've not really golfed,
so I don't. You know what I mean. And then this other one here is a really good sports quote from Michael Jordan, and we all know Michael Jordan is the basketball
player. Yeah.
I was gonna make a joke, and then I got all messed up. But yeah, of course, basketball player,
famous sex star.
I was gonna say like hockey. Yeah, porn star Michael Jordan. Just play, have fun, enjoy the game, which is a great quote for this week's show because of beginning a sport. You know, just play, have fun, and enjoy the game. It's, you know, not necessarily about the competition and whatnot.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids out there that I think the aspect of competition really is driven home a little too much, I think, for a lot of kids. And you meet
and
a lot
parents.
Of, well, that's what I'm saying.
They get out of control.
The parents get out of control and they make the competition the biggest part of it. And then kids grow up thinking that's the way they got to be. That's the way they got to act. That's what my parents told me.
And Brett LaJoy was on the You Talking to Me 100th show at CJM, and he had been on the show in the past and talking about, and he's from, what is it, WMFA,
yeah.
Windsor Minor Football Association, and talking about parents and how crazy they get at the games and stuff like that. And he's actually had to, like, you know,
deal with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm not saying that parents shouldn't instill some kind of competition in their kids, but sometimes they take it just a little too far.
And before we take it a little too far, we'll have to go.
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.